This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Monday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. New locations in Alexandria and Ashburn, Virginia, and they are taking appointments. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Happy Monday. Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up, boys?
How were the neighborhood roads for you?
Side roads are a little dicey, but the main roads are pretty clear. I mean, main roads as in toll road and 66 and yeah. 395. But the side roads were bad.
Not necessarily an easy commute, because I did see one car stranded at the 270 spur. I thought for a second that the car maybe was there since last night because there was just snow completely around it.
Yeah.
But they had the hazard lights blinking, so I would just imagine they skidded and just ended in a big pile of snow.
No idea.
Possibly.
I know at one point yesterday afternoon they reported there were over 100 crashes in the D.C. area.
Crazy.
My son went out yesterday. It was like his girlfriend's surprise party. He left right when it started heating up again. Mm-hmm. Like, all of a sudden, this weekend turned into like a mini blizzard.
I know.
It went from like 1 to 3, maybe 2 to 4.
Then it was 4 to 7.
To now they're saying, yeah, like 8 to 12 in our area.
And they said it was going to stop snowing at like 3 or 4 o'clock. It just kept coming down.
It kept coming. And the second wave,
everybody,
I thought, was more powerful than the first wave.
Seemed like it.
Yeah, I got distraught because I cleared both of the cars. And we have a small driveway, so that doesn't take long. But I cleared both of the cars, took one of the cars out, turned it around, actually cleared out space because I have to park on the street.
Oh, I'm so distraught. Hmm.
And then a couple hours later, it was all for naught.
Right. Yeah, you have to double dip.
No, it was weird because, like you said, last Thursday, they said it would probably be like a 1 to 3, maybe 2 to 4 south of us.
Yeah, nothing big.
Nothing big. And then all of a sudden, they kicked it up to 4 to 7 on Saturday morning. I'm like, whoa. Right. Well, no, that was Friday. They kicked it up to 4 to 7 on Friday. And I told my wife, like, all right, but this is usually the way it happens. If they start kicking it up, this could be a big one.
But the kids
and then
are
all of a sudden, they add 4 inches yesterday. So instead of 4 to 7, now it's 8 to 11.
Yeah.
I had to get at least 11 in my house. I don't know about you boys. I had at least 11.
Yeah, but the kids are butts ice. No school.
Of course.
Yeah, I wonder who's listening to our show today. I honestly do, because there's the government shutdown. And we are in D.C., so that affects a ton of people.
This place is a ghost
town. A ton of people.
There weren't many people on the road. I can't think of it that way. I just got to come in and do the show.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just curious.
You just never know.
No idea.
Who actually is listening to the show?
Maybe people at home. Maybe people that wake up normally.
Well, I would imagine if you're
laying in bed.
If you park in the building like you do and Drab do, you guys can take up, I don't know, 5 or 6 spots. Because there will be nobody here.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Well, yeah, the NLRB hasn't been in the mix for a while.
Oh, I just mean people like... If you're not on the air here, most likely you're not going to be here today.
Yeah.
I guess, look,
maybe half of what it usually
is. Salespeople want to make money, but you know what? They might take a 3-day weekend.
Yeah,
too.
But they can do most of their job via phone.
That part is true.
Man, probably a lot of their clients aren't working.
Hmm.
All I know is it's the first snowstorm in, I don't know, 10, 12 years easy that I haven't had a truck. And it was tilting me. Now, my ex drive on the Beamer is silly. That was fine. But, like, when my kid was driving around, and, you know, my wife's van, and, like, we don't have a 4-wheel drive vehicle, like, other than my car, which is fine. But I feel like I need another one.
I feel like once you get beyond the neighborhood,
you're fine.
Generally the roads are fine.
But my neighborhood, on my street, you can't get to my house.
Yeah.
If you don't have four-wheel
drive. You keep thinking all the roads are fine. Because I had to hop on 95 South off the ICC to get to the Beltway. Half of it completely closed because not one, two tractor trailers all turned around.
Right.
Oh, on the ICC?
Pummeled the exit.
So did you have to turn your car
95.
Around?
95.
Oh, on 95. Wow.
No, like, I just took it west instead of east, and then I just hopped on an exit down, and I was good.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit hurting out there. No, it's dicey.
It's not great. If you don't have to be out there, you got to stay home.
Like I said, I passed a car with the blinkers. It was smashed into a snowbank.
Yeah, you got to take nice and slow. Slow it down.
Man, I was
going
up at 7:30 yesterday morning, shoveling the driveway. No one else is up. I'm the only person.
Why,
in the whole neighborhood.
Just got sized to start early?
Well, I mean, you figure if you just wait, it's easier to shovel, you know, 5-6 inches than 11. So I figured if I waited, I'm going to be screwed. So I went out there. Wife's still sleeping.
Personally, I would be a little salty if a neighbor is scraping his shovel up and down the sidewalk at 7:30.
I thought about that.
I'd be salty.
I thought about that.
Yeah.
And I actually had my dog out in the front yard with me.
Right.
And she gets sized for the snow. She's
just
barking.
Creating a ruckus.
Oh, she's barking at everything.
So you're scraping the shovel and Luca's going crazy.
Noisy neighbor.
It was the noisy neighbor yesterday. But I figured, if I wait, my job's going to be tougher later in the day. And I want to watch the games. I don't want to be out in the shoveling driveway at 2 o'clock.
Right.
So I just got after it.
Yeah, because that first game was so competitive. You had to sit there and watch.
Well, he didn't know that.
Right. If I had known, believe me, I would have missed it.
I was excited for the games, but three of the four, really, let's be honest, were duds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep betting against the Patriots. They're dead.
And everybody wants
so
to bet
much
against
buzz.
Them.
So much buzz heading into the weekend. Oh, the Chargers are really going to give the Pats a game. They're really going to give it to the Patriots this weekend.
We just don't know. Conventional wisdom.
Wrong.
That game was over.
Philip Rivers, completely owned by the Patriots.
I have never seen a team look so bad in a divisional playoff game, maybe ever, than the Colts did on Saturday night.
Yeah, the Colts won 10 out of 11, won 21-7 against the Texans, had this great rushing attack. They were great stopping the run. And the Chiefs did whatever they wanted.
They were awful.
Whatever they wanted.
Andrew Luck wasn't comfortable in one drop back the entire game. He wasn't. He was throwing a ball in the dirt. He was throwing a ball. He was terrible. And I can't believe I lost that tease. I had the Chiefs or the Colts plus 11.5 in a teaser with the Saints. And a guy just drops a wide open touchdown pass. That puts them down 11. Now, maybe they go for two there, but it was late.
That hurts.
And then they get down the goal line. It's first and goal from, you know, with 40 seconds left at the, I don't know, 7-yard line. Can't score.
But the beauty of that
is... What were they doing the very last play? Did you see the very last play of the game?
Which game?
They ran out of time?
Yeah. Well, Andrew Luck is, like, calling audibles. I'm like, what are you doing?
I know, but he doesn't care. He doesn't care about your teaser.
I understand, but why are they even... Why they line up?
He just punted.
Yeah, why even line up? Just walk to the sideline.
No, I think he was actually... It looked like he was trying to get one more play in... But his receivers and tight ends,
they were just jogging back. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe it.
You wanted garbage points.
Yeah.
But that's what it tells you about the game, is it was a situation where it was garbage points. Their first three drives were three and outs. The Colts' explosive offense. Now, the first one I remember, Ebron had a drop, would have been a first down. But other than that, it was just a terrible offensive performance. Yeah, their defense couldn't slow down Kansas City's run. They couldn't run against Kansas City was giving up 5.2 yards per carry.
Yeah, couldn't do
anything.
Entering
the game. And they couldn't run the football.
Looked like the 85 Bears.
And that's why I don't bet on the NFL, but I have to tell you, we had Ross Tucker on the show last week.
Right.
I thought about it in my head because
he was saying,
if you bet all the road dogs in the first round of the NFL playoffs, you'd have made a ton of cash. And he said, it makes sense to bet the road dogs. Once again, here's the audio of Ross Tucker on our show the other day.
Take the road dog in every game. I mean, 4 points, 5.5, 7, and 9. You got to be kidding me. I could see the road team winning every game. The road team, I think, has the best chance.
I mean,
to win.
To pick on him. He wasn't
my point
alone.
Is
that was the conventional.
I actually entertained the thought.
Yeah,
I was like, you know what? If I were to throw cash, I think I might do this because the Colts are getting a ton of points. A lot of people think they're going to win. The Cowboys are getting a ton of points. A lot of people.
The Chargers
think
are catching points.
The Chargers are catching points. People told me that the Patriots dynasty was over.
Right.
You have
and
to.
And of course,
expect,
you want to believe that
in the NFL playoffs, you have to expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
You just do. And nothing happened this weekend that you expected. Nothing.
You can make your money back at the sportsbook at Charlestown this upcoming Sunday because we're doing an appearance there before the championship game.
Although, do you know they're calling for another storm next
weekend?
They are. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Now, they said it could go either way, but they said get ready. It's a possibility. So,
hey, I told you, the move is get there Saturday night, go to the steakhouse, have a good time, spend the night, and then we don't have to worry about anything. We're already there on Sunday morning.
I would have to guess that the one and only sports book doesn't close because of snow.
No,
they're going to be open. Those doors
they're
will
open
be,
for business.
Those doors will be wide open next Sunday.
The official start time of the appearance is 1 o'clock.
Correct.
Yeah, it's 1 to 3. But, you know, you had that Colts game. They looked awful. And then the Cowboys couldn't stop the run. And then the Chargers looked like, Stony Brook.
Well, how does C.J. Anderson get cut by a couple of teams, and then all of a sudden he's a force in the playoffs for the Rams?
That big fatty, he can rumble through NFL defenses.
He looked good, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, my son goes, C.J. Anderson's fat. I said, doesn't matter. The dude's carving them
up. Killing
them. For like 5.5 yards per carry.
Yeah, they ran for like 300 yards.
Doesn't matter what he looks like.
Yeah,
somebody called him a mini Jerome Bettis. That's what he looked like.
And then the Rams shut down Zeke, and, you know, it's... You just don't know. You just don't know what to expect with these games. You just don't. You
Although Vegas, you always tout Vegas. The home faves won. Except the line, the home faves covered. So maybe some people expected that, and maybe we should recall that the teams that have the better records generally are the better teams, and the teams that have home field advantage generally are the better teams, and they win.
Well, yeah, I mean Vegas sets the line, but. They're not setting the line just because they're at home. I mean, obviously the home team has an edge, but they just want money on both sides.
Also, Chargers have the better record.
Yes.
Chargers actually did have the better record.
Home field means something in the playoffs. The give Bill Belichick 2 weeks to prepare. A rested Patriots team.
Yeah. I was listening to some bookmakers on one of the on VSiN on satellite radio, and they said that the fact that the Saints came back and won really hurt them because a lot of people had Saints in the teasers and money line parlays with the Rams.
Oh, they were dying for the Eagles to win.
No, he said they did get hooked with the Colts Chiefs because a lot of public money came in on the Colts, as well as the Chargers. So, you know, Vegas always wins.
The public is stupid. Fade the public at every turn.
I'll tell you what.
The public couldn't wait to bet on the Chargers, and they got blown out of the water.
They did.
We don't know what's going to happen, but I would guess that Chiefs-Patriots game is going to be an awesome game.
Well, you've got two rematches, and in those games, you had 83 points scored in one and 80 scored in the other. Now, who knows? It's playoffs a little
something
different.
They aren't two duds. I was very disappointed in the game.
Best
it was hard to get
offenses.
Excited.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm really looking forward to the
NFC
Championship. Such
a dud, I watched some Wizards. Like, the Wizards were
watch,
on, and I was like, I don't have to watch this game. Let me check out what's going on in the Wizards.
Yep.
And he had a Bradley Beal trip dub.
Almost had a Trevor Ariza trip dub. I think it was one rebound shy.
One rebound short.
Yeah.
They ended up losing in double overtime. It was a good game.
It was a great game to watch.
I'm pretty close to coming to the conclusion. I'm not willing to say 100%, but I'm pretty close to saying they're better without John Wall.
It's hard to argue it right now. But let the numbers play out. They'll speak for themselves. You know. Yeah, I thought it was also interesting, just on a local front, that as we thought all this momentum was gearing towards Bryce and the Nats, did you read in the last 24 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying that interest from the Nats is waning, and the Phillies appear to be the big leaders right now.
Yeah, that's just surprising to me.
See, and then I guess Machado got a good offer from Chicago, from the White Sox.
Of course, that was reported by Bob Nightingale from USA Today. He's going to join us today at 9:20, so we will get the latest on the Bryce Harper sweepstakes.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Eagle's going to join us from CBS Sports and Westwood One as we talk NFC and AFC championship games, start to preview that, and the story which got everybody outraged on Friday after we did the show. Bruce Allen not only will remain as the team president of the Redskins, but in an expanded role.
Hey, he got his old job back.
We'll talk to John Keim, covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. Coming up at 7 o'clock right here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As I mentioned, John Keim covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. We'll join us at 7. We will talk about Bruce Allen. We'll talk about Greg Minuski. If they were going to pull one of these big names for the defensive coordinator job, they're pretty much running out of names.
I don't think Minuski's going anywhere.
Yeah.
He would have been gone by now.
I think they're secretly tanking. I think they've decided just to tank. They're bringing everybody back. They're promoting Bruce.
Right.
I mean, they're tanking.
Yeah, nothing's changing over there.
All is well in Redskins Nation, apparently.
Are you kidding?
So we'll talk to John Keim about that at 7. During the break, Pete came in here, and we were talking a little college hoops. Maryland has a game tonight at 8:30 against Wisconsin. They're 5-1 in the Big Ten, and they had a nice win against Indiana. They fell behind by a lot in the first half.
Yeah,
Bruno Fernando had a big game, 25-13.
It's great.
And they are now 14-3, 5-1 in the Big Ten. That was impressive.
Tell you what, that Romeo Langford kid for IU, man, he's good. He is good. But that was a great game.
On Saturday, I went to a great game. You guys were busting my balls because I didn't have tickets in hand, but I did end up getting tickets to go to the Georgetown game, and I took the kids. My wife was teaching 3 classes, and I was like, oh, these tickets are available. It's that time. Let me head on over there. But I will tell you this. So Kelsey is 18. Dylan is almost 12. Isabella is going to turn 2 in March. She's still in diapers.
Right.
So
they sat us
in this loge section.
Yeah, I've been
there. Which is kind of a fake-out suite.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a suite because there's no glass.
Yeah.
You don't walk in like a special door. Nope. However, there's a countertop, and you have 2 little TVs set up. It's kind of a mini suite.
Sure.
Now, no food was provided or anything like that, but I'm set up in that section, and we're having a good time, and it was unbelievable because Mac McClung hit basically a 40-footer
to tie
the game. Push it to overtime. And then hit a game-tying 3-pointer at the buzzer. Well, with about 2 seconds left at the first overtime to push it into double overtime, and they got a win. But here was what happened to me.
That was a really fun game to watch.
Isabella pooped. All right, no big deal, right? You just got to change the diaper.
Sure.
So I went looking for a family restroom because the men's restrooms do not have changing tables. And what happened was I kept asking ushers, I was like, do you have a family restroom? I said, I need a changing table so I can change the diaper.
Sure.
Right.
Right. Oh,
and
I know what you did.
They said, well, there's changing tables in the women's room. And one of the ushers said, did you bring your wife? I said, no, it's just me and my kids.
Yeah.
And Kelsey's never changed her sister's diaper. It just hasn't happened. Maybe that's a flaw.
There's always a first time.
Right. So at one point, I walked in the men's, and I went in a stall, and I was like, it's just impossible to happen. And the way that men treat bathrooms.
Oh, at a sporting event?
Sporting events.
Yeah, of course they are going to disrespect them.
Absolutely disgusting. So finally somebody says, well, there's one family restroom. And he says, you got to go down to section 113, go to the silver door. So walk down about 4 sections, see the silver door, and it's locked. Then I find an usher who's there, and I say, what's the deal with the family restroom? Is somebody in there? He's like, no, it's broken. You're done. I said, there's no other family restroom? He said, no. And so then I happened to see that there was a concession stand which wasn't open. And it had a beautiful silver table. And I was like, you know what? I said, do you think I can just put her right here and do it? And he was like, go for it, right?
Where people get their food eventually.
Yeah, where Drab gets his nachos.
Right.
So gross.
Right? No, but it was one of those, I don't know, I wouldn't call it a kiosk, but it was not
One of the attached ones.
Yeah, it was like a separate little stand off to
and
the side.
Like a changing table.
And they're literally, and this was at the point where there was like 4 minutes left in the game, so everybody was watching the game.
Yeah.
Nobody was out in the concourse.
Why don't you just put the kid on the floor? I would have just done it on the floor.
That's so filthy to put the kid on the floor.
Put a jacket down or something.
So I put Isabella on this silver section of this concession stand, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, four ushers run over like, you can't do that. They serve ice cream there. It was the biggest debacle.
Well, you had a bunch of fudge.
Brown fudge ice cream.
Peaching it out.
Eventually, I went just back to our section, and I just said, just going to sit in it for a while. And after McClung hit the game tire, I just laid her out on two chairs and just did the business right there in front of everybody.
Oh.
Now, that section is kind of private in a way.
I've done it on airplanes, right in the seat. Too. I mean, you know, you just do it anywhere.
It just was such a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
We haven't done it in a long time, though.
Haven't done it in a while.
And it did remind me of how disgusting
the poopy
diapers
are. It doesn't
matter. No, how disgusting male bathrooms are at sporting events.
You know what? I think female bathrooms.
Worse at concerts.
Female bathrooms.
How about radio stations?
Yeah. Female bathrooms, I think I've heard, can be pretty disgusting, too.
I walked into like four of the stalls. First of all, probably three of them hadn't been flushed.
Yeah.
And they're just, everybody dribbles. It's just all over the place.
Yeah, no one cares.
But you know what girls have? Girls have, they have their issue. And that can really mess up a bathroom. Mm.
Okay, but usually they use something and they flush that, I would imagine.
Oh, I don't think they flush.
They have like a separate receptacle, I believe.
I think there's a separate.
Yeah,
trust
me. I don't know a lot about it.
I've heard that's like a bomb scene, too.
Well, believe me, I thought about actually going into the women's bathroom because I was just going to say, anybody in here?
Yeah, you can be like,
the bodyguard.
Knock it out
walks
quick.
In for the for Julia Montague. Make sure the bathroom's clear.
When I had a young one like that, I would change a diaper anywhere. I didn't care. I mean, like literally do it in the middle
you
of the mall.
You just wanted to get it over with.
Yeah,
yeah,
just
but
anywhere.
The problem was
get the poop out.
That loge, the loge seats, they're cool, but there's a loge seat right next to you, and
here?
There's like three people that are just like looking right at you.
I would sort of done it probably in the concourse somewhere, like up in the
but
wall.
But you know what? Most people that are looking at you have gone through it.
Everyone's done it.
I mean, they understand.
You know how quick you do it, too? You're so quick.
Yeah, but when it's like a big
mess,
disaster,
it took an extra minute or two.
You got to get like
get in the cracks.
Three or four wipes out.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, I am efficient. I mean, Drab came in here last week and was asking a basic human question. He actually asked EB at the show, and I can't say this on the air, but he asked how to clean a certain area.
Yeah.
The dirtiest area that you have.
Yeah.
Like, by now, he should have figured it out.
Yeah, after 36 years.
Yeah, Drabby doesn't clean himself properly.
Yeah, he just wants some pointers. That's all. I'm not blaming
That's
him.
That's not true. Grown man asking another grown man for pointers.
But when a baby's been sitting in a dirty diaper for 20 or 30 minutes sometimes, it's a crime scene.
Yeah, it's not fun.
You can't do it that quickly.
You can't let her sit for 20 or 30 minutes, man. That'll really do some damage.
So glad I'm past that phase of my life.
Cause infections. Yeah, you get
it.
Yeah, it just
gets gross.
Yeah.
But that McClung kid, I know he has some games where he doesn't do that well. But, man, is he athletic.
He is.
He's the one that had all the highlight reel.
He can get up off the
dunks.
Ground. That was a really fun game.
But
to watch.
Looks like a munchkin on the court.
Yeah, he's small, but plays bigger just because of his leaping ability.
Can't remember what I was doing during that game, but I was following along via social media. But I wasn't actually watching it. I can't remember.
By the way, Malinowski. I like Malinowski too. Transfer from William & Mary. He's a good player.
Yeah,
didn't Govan have a big game?
Oh, yeah.
He had 33.
Yeah.
He had a big game.
I thought he had a big game.
Although
it was
I'll
just
say
a
this
real,
about
it was,
Govan.
It was a fun game to watch because it was up and down, up and down. He had the big shot from McClung.
My son asked me, is he going to make it in the NBA? And just my scouting take on Govan, doesn't shoot well enough. I know when he scored 33, you'd think he does. He like jacks up a lot of threes, but doesn't knock a lot of them down.
But you know, the Terps play Wisconsin tonight at home, host Wisconsin 8:30 tonight, and they got the big win over IU on Friday. So they are playing well, 5-1 in the conference, 14-3 overall.
Valdez, we have to acquaint ourselves with the new basketball SID. I don't know who it is. I've been there in a year or two, to be honest with you.
You have a new one?
Well, yeah, because what's his name left a year or two ago?
Yeah,
Zach
true.
Left. Been there in a year or two, to be honest with you.
You have a new one?
Well, yeah, because what's his name left a year
Zach.
Or two ago?
Yeah
Zach
true.
Left.
He's at Michigan State?
No. That was Max from Georgetown at Michigan State. I think Zach went to Mason, I think.
Okay.
I think Zach Bowler's at Mason, actually.
Yeah, and when you say get acquainted, that means call them and try to get hooked with free tickets.
Is it's not even tickets. No, they just give us some credentials.
Is the new Maryland guy, is it Sean Ellenby?
Rick, it was Turgis was supposed to be on last week.
I don't know him personally.
Yeah, he'll hook you up.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened with Turge? Never rescheduled?
Well, he didn't. I asked for Friday, but he doesn't like to come on game day, so.
Oh, okay. Well, he's not coming on today.
Nope.
Maybe tomorrow. If they win, you know what?
That Strasburg
if they
bet.
Win tonight, maybe we'll give him tomorrow.
Cakes, were you bitter this weekend when the Columbus Blue Jackets did the koozie celebration?
Not happy. I was not. Especially for a team that has, let me go through the memory banks. How many playoff series have they won since they've been in the NHL?
Zero! Yeah.
You know what? They do not have the right to mock the bird Sally of Kuzma.
And then they tried to poke Holtby's eye out.
That was unintentional.
I know.
The mocked bird Sally was intentional.
Mm-hmm. I could tell that irked it was Cakes intentional. Just by his social media posting. Yeah, his Twitter post. I can tell it
so
irked him.
So at some point, I'm praying that the Caps meet them again in the postseason and do what every other team has done to Columbus in the postseason since their creation. And send them home. I'm praying that that happens. But the Caps rescued a point out of that game where they didn't really deserve to get a point, even though they lost in overtime.
Still have a 2-point lead over Columbus.
It's fine. It's okay. But yes, the answer is a resounding yes. It upset me when every single jerk on the Columbus Blue Jackets did the mock bird selling. Yeah. I was offended. Personally.
Kuzi didn't seem to care.
No,
when asked after the game.
Because he said, he basically said, I'm in their heads because of what we did to them last April, which is spot them a 2-game lead and then come back and knock them out of the playoffs and route to the Stanley Cup championship.
Spotted them a 2-game lead because they were playing the other goalie. That's the way I look at it.
That part is true. Groovy.
Right. It made sense at the
time.
They
said, Groovy, thank you for your service. We're going to let Holt step in right. here and do what he does best. And remember, they were this close to losing in Columbus, too.
Was it Lars Eller in game
down
three?
Columbus hit the pipe in overtime, which would have put the Caps down 3-0 and pretty much eliminated them from the playoffs. Very close. But it's okay. Destiny stepped in.
Win's a win.
Caps get a win and on the way to the Stanley Cup.
EB, is this the week?
I'm wondering, every time we mention the Caps,
I haven't heard from them.
I look at my ring finger on my right hand, and I wonder when that's going to look a little different in here.
It's going to be a little heavier.
Yeah, when that's going to be rectified.
Those guys aren't reacting. I think they know. I could tell.
Hey, maybe there's a slowdown at the Jostens plant. I don't know what to say. Who knows?
I think this is the week.
You think so?
I think this is the week.
Well, keep waiting.
Have you heard anything?
That everything's just being processed and made.
Trust the process.
Blame it on government shutdown. That's all.
It's a government shutdown.
Yeah, it's a government shutdown thing.
Maybe it is. Any of you guys watch the Duke game? Duke game was awesome.
Yeah,
It
was a little. It sucked a little bit that Zion got poked in the eye. Speaking of getting poked in the eye.
Somebody get him with a hockey stick, too?
Just a finger. No, so he was playing the second half.
It was Dickie V's dong.
Oh, is that
people get so. Why do people get so upset that he jocks Duke? Who cares?
They're good.
I mean, they're good. They're always good.
He loves Coach K.
Duke Vitale nickname.
Maryland fans especially.
How good is RJ Barrett? He is money.
He's great, too. I mean, they're all those guys are good.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with Zion, before he went down.
Mm-hmm.
His ability to run the court, the pass. You see the athleticism at his size. It's crazy. That kid can do it all.
But no one was as pissed as me losing the Colts teaser. I couldn't believe anything that could go wrong in that game did go wrong.
So wait a second.
I mean, the best kicker in the history of the league missed a 3-foot field goal.
He looks 100, by the way. He looks so old.
He's never missed an extra point ever.
Well, Father Time has caught up to him. Take a look at his super
and the
light
field
beard.
Goal. You could have made the field goal,
23-yarder.
And who was the receiver who dropped the touchdown pass? Yeah, was that Inman?
I don't even know.
I don't know who that was.
Is it Inman or Rodgers? I'm not sure.
No, it wasn't Rodgers.
You know who it wasn't? Ryan Grant.
I mean, wide open, just watching that. I'm thinking, okay.
There's your cover.
There's my cover. Oh.
By the way, Luck didn't play well.
He played
his
awful.
One touchdown pass was one of the sickest touchdown
passes. That was a great throw.
Team.
So he had one nice throw in the game.
Did you guys see what the Chicago Bar did? They had the Cody Parkey challenge.
I did see that.
And to try to kick a 43-yarder. But they went 0 for 100.
You know what? I just to defend the contestants.
The 100 contestants, the 100 dogs.
They didn't give people space to come off from the side.
One guy.
It was like you had 3 yards to the side.
You only need 3 steps.
I like to come from the side
one
a little more.
One dude shanked it right into one of the officials' Mozaks.
Yeah, he did. That one went viral.
That was standing 3 feet away. It was a terrible test.
I liked it because, I feel for the kickers. It ain't easy. Everybody thinks it's so easy. It's not easy.
Oh, I don't feel for him.
They had 100 donks out there. You're just a bitter gambler.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
It must have been a rough weekend then, right?
Because
people were riding
in the underdog. NFL, yeah.
The underdog
I did
wave.
Pretty well in college hoops, but the NFL.
What about Hockey Boy? Did Hockey Boy have anything for you?
Hockey Boy, yeah. Yesterday went 2-1, and on Saturday, I believe 2-0.
Wow.
Solid.
I'd have to look back, but he had a good weekend.
And then do you throw cash on all his picks? Or you pick and choose?
Well, sometimes he'll give me a game where they're a huge favorite, like a -250.
Right.
And I'm not going to play that.
Too rich for your blood.
So I'll just parlay them with another one of his picks. And if he loses one of the picks, then you lose the parlay.
Ask Hockey Boy if there's anything good on the slate for Sunday, Championship Sunday. Because I might dabble with a football pick and a hockey pick.
Because we're at the one and only sports book.
Correct.
1 p.m.
Let's see.
What's the kickoff of the first game?
3:05. And that's a West Coast game. They're actually playing at 12 out there. He gave me Winnipeg, Tampa, and Calgary yesterday, and I think the only one he lost was Tampa. Tampa finally lost. Hello?
Good.
Okay.
I hope they lose every single game.
And then he gave me Tampa and Minnesota on Saturday, and they both won. So, yeah, he went 4-1 over the weekend.
Let's look at the schedule. Check out Sunday and pick a couple winners. Or let him pick a couple winners.
He will.
And we just ride the gravy train.
Hell,
by the way, did we
come out there with
this?
Yeah.
As I mentioned, we had Ross Tucker on Said Bet All the Road Dogs, and I thought about gambling. Apparently, Drab felt it his account. Drab, give us your gambling odyssey.
Hold on. I thought all Drab did, all he specializes in, is taking long shots and betting $5 or $10
well,
on them.
Probably
how would you felt?
He did. He probably did
because I picked every game wrong.
Yeah. Let me guess. You had the Colts money line. You probably had the Cowboys money line.
As soon as I lost the Colts parlay, doubled down with the Cowboys to win the money line.
Yep.
Tried to get that back on Sunday morning.
Right.
Took the Chargers plus
classic
4.
Classic gambler's mistake.
And then I had $20 left in my account, and the Eagles were plus, I think,
8.5?
No, I did a live bet at halftime, right after the Saints scored. I said, and it flipped, and the Eagles were suddenly getting good odds. So I said, all right, I'll put the last $20 on the Eagles and to win. Like,
didn't score the rest of the game.
Yeah. Felt in my account, 4 straight bets.
Yeah, that's gambling for you.
I tell you what, you guys all seem to believe that it's no-brainer go with Carson Wentz, and I believe that that is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But Nick Foles plays really well for the Eagles. I mean, so not his fault, that interception, but it goes down as an interception. Perfect ball to Jeffrey. He was driving them to win the game.
Well, I mean, the first interception was his fault.
Yeah.
And that kind of flipped the tide and the momentum.
Well, I thought that was also taking a shot downfield.
Sure. But you're right. Jeffrey should have caught it. He probably feels horrible today.
First time I've seen Breeze underthrow two wide-open guys like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. He wasn't very sharp.
Ted Ginn Jr. early.
Yeah. The first play of the game.
Early wasn't very sharp. Then he settled down.
You know, Andrew Luck had some flutter ball, like some weakling balls, too.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what was going on.
I was like, what is going on
here? Now, I know Kansas City was pressuring him, but he was throwing balls into the grass.
Yeah. A lot of Donovan McNabb-esque balls.
He also had no guys open sometimes when you saw what he had.
Only time they were moving the ball is when they were running it.
How did the Chiefs defense all of a sudden look like the 85 Bears defense?
I don't know.
I don't understand
My guess is it won't look like that against Brady and the Patriots.
Probably not.
And by the way, how many catches did James White have yesterday? 15?
15. Targeted 17 times, 15 grabs.
James White and Edelman combined for 24.
That's unbelievable. Why does anyone doubt? He's going to have to go on the road now.
Yeah.
All right, so they're different on the road, but why does anybody doubt them at home? Why did I doubt him at home?
I don't know.
Because we're dogs.
No.
I was so rooting hard for Rivers, and then that game was over in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, you and JP.
Keep putting him in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, another loss.
Big loser.
0-8. He'll never beat Brady. Ever.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. Remember, coming up at 7, we'll get the latest on the Redskins, what they're doing at defensive coordinator, what's going on with Bruce Allen. John Keim covers the Redskins for ESPN. Joins us here on the Junkies.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, I think all of the junkies, besides Jason, struggle with discipline in terms of getting to bed on time. And a lot of times it's TV, which tantalizes us. Yeah. It can be sports, or it can be the premiere of a show like True Detective.
That's right.
And I don't say anything if you saw it.
Just say I really liked it.
Okay.
So True Detective is back.
Season 3 reviews.
Yeah. It's starring Mahershala Ali.
Love him.
Who was in Moonlight. He was also in House of Cards.
He's also in Place Beyond the Pines.
Good flick.
Was he here in the building a couple years ago or no?
Mahershala Ali? I don't know.
Is he not? No.
Okay. If he was, I'm salty.
Like,
I missed him.
Doing an interview with like PGC or something? No?
I don't remember
not
that.
Sure. Okay. Anyway, the premiere was at 9 o'clock last night.
Could have been.
And for whatever reason, they not only showed one episode, they showed two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't watch the second one.
Sometimes they do that.
But Valdez,
he stayed up until 11 o'clock.
Before all of us,
right?
Watched them live.
Yeah, I watched
this
both of them.
This is Matt Valdez.
Well, I was going to watch the first one. I set myself to do that.
Sure.
Then I got hooked at the end of the first one.
It's really good.
And then Laura begged me to stay up.
Begged you?
Begged me. And I told her, just watch it by yourself. She goes, I'm too scared and frightened. I need you. And so I stayed up and I watched the second one. And I'm butt-sized for the third. It's a cliffhanger.
Is it really eerie like season one?
There's not that much of the occult stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know how the girl had like the antlers all that nonsense. But it's definitely kind of creepy.
Okay. The music is really difficult to follow
as the first one? I remember the first one. I had to watch the first two episodes like 10 times.
No. It's not as difficult to follow.
It was so complicated.
And there's definitely suspects.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of suspects.
Hey, can you say what the sort of the main plot is?
I think the theme of it, you can't
because there's kind of a twist at the end of the first episode.
Well, you can just say brother and sister. They go out and ride their bikes like around 4 o'clock, and they never come home.
Something happens. Mm.
Yeah, something happens, and then you're trying to figure out what happens.
Right.
Okay.
Which, by the way, apropos of nothing,
I can't wait to watch it when I get home.
I'll watch it. I definitely recorded it.
I'm bitter. I only recorded the first
and you
episode.
Know what?
I didn't do the season.
You do a series recording?
We have HBO. We can watch it HBO Go.
That's true.
You record a la carte.
I do kind of do it a la carte usually.
Well, you don't want to fill your DVR or something?
Yeah, I get better when my DVR gets down to like 50%.
Well, who cares? It just records over the last
I like when it's in like the 80% range.
I always have
Are
mine.
Are you serious?
My
like
wife.
90%.
My wife.
And mine's 100% full, always.
My wife records Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
The whole season.
Terrible.
And she never watches it.
It's the only bang she gets.
That's true.
You should immediately erase that.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
Anyway, so I'll watch both episodes.
You'll definitely dig it. And then, Eric, you'll like it, too, even though it's about kids disappearing and you say you hate stuff like that.
I don't really like that when stuff happens to kids. I really don't. But I don't know. Maybe I can.
If it's a really good story, I'm all in.
Is it all focused on that and the parents and the heartbreak of the parents and all that?
In the community. And then the detective trying
Not
to figure it out.
Not that much about the heartbreak of the parents.
That might be hard.
But maybe you'll see that in episode two. He's just such a good actor.
He's a silly actor.
I saw Moonlight, and I think he won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
Moonlight at all.
Did he win it for Best Supporting Actor?
I don't know.
I feel like he was a lead actor in Moonlight.
Ask Kevin McCarthy.
Really good. I'm not good with movies I'm remembering. All I remember is I think he played a gay man in that movie, right?
I didn't see it.
Moonlight? I never heard. You keep talking about a movie no one here has seen, except for you.
Yeah. You're asking us questions we haven't seen.
Them. Remember the old TV show, was it Moonlighting?
Yes.
With Bruce Willis?
But, and Sybil Shepherd?
Yeah, Sybil.
I bet she looks Moonlighting now.
Oh, yeah, you know she
sure
does.
Sure it doesn't hold up. you mentioned riding their bikes or whatever and then not showing up. That Kloss story is amazing. Now, I don't know that many details about it, but the fact that 13-year-old, she had the wherewithal and the balls to find an opportunity and escape that house.
Mm-hmm.
That's just incredible to me.
What an evil.
What an evil beast. The beast went in there, shaved his own head because he didn't want to leave any hair samples or whatever, and killed the two parents with the specific intention, it appears.
To take her,
abduct her, and do God only knows what he did to her.
Who knows?
And if you saw,
and he never had a record.
How did she escape, by the way?
I don't know the details, But somehow she got outside the house and took off and flagged down a woman that was walking her dog who happened to used to work for social services.
Right.
What are the chances? Mm-hmm. And then she knew exactly what to do. She screamed for someone to call 911. And, you know, in a remote town. Like, the fact that she even found another human being is amazing to me. Yeah,
like,
I can't wait
to work. 70 miles from where she was living?
Yes.
Good thing she didn't fly me down. I probably would have driven right by her. Said, you know what?
You're fine.
She might be a threat. Who knows? This 13-year-old girl running around with probably no shoes on.
That's true.
In the middle of the night.
I do drive by people that look like they need help.
Yeah,
a lot.
Like all the time.
Although I did do the bit where my wife and I, we went out a couple weeks ago. We were driving out towards the Ellicott City area, right? And we're going to a bar out there to meet some friends for a birthday party.
Yeah.
And as we were on 29 heading out that way.
I hate that road.
It was like,
it's one of the worst roads ever.
It's just boring. But anyway, it was 8:30 at night, you know, dark,
mm-hmm.
Two cars on the road, and in the right-hand lane, parked in the dark is a car. Didn't even have their flashers on.
Mm.
Just a car parked in the right lane in the middle of 29. And
you could have plowed right into
it. Plowed right into it.
Right.
And so immediately I said, well, we got to call. So we got to call 911 or 611. I don't know what the number is. Luckily, she knew. There is the. Do you know what the traffic number?
I don't know. 411.
I didn't know either.
Right.
But luckily, my wife, she did know.
Yeah.
It's one of those numbers.
I don't know.
Maybe it's 611.
I only know the one seed.
Yeah, me too.
That's all I know.
Like 911.
Yeah, the real important
right?
one.
But I think if you call 911 for that, you might even get in trouble.
Okay.
I don't even know. You got to call the traffic number. But who would leave their car in the middle of the road with no flashers?
Some mega dog.
Even if you did it in the middle of the day, you'd put your flashers on.
You would think.
Didn't even pop the hood. A lot of times people will pop the hood to give you a little alert. You know what I mean?
Worst case, can't you put your car in neutral and steer it over to the...
Yeah, just get it over
unless
somehow.
Unless it's on the worst hill ever. Steer it over into the shoulder.
Yeah.
Leave it there.
Usually there's a little shoulder area. Donk.
The world is full of Donkey Kongs.
Full of donks.
That's what this world is.
Yeah,
85%.
100%.
Yeah.
But that was our good deed of the day. I felt like that was a good deed. I felt
sure.
like we saved somebody. Now, it probably took 20 minutes to get somebody out there. Who knows if they even did. But they said they were going to get somebody out there right away.
I actually thought about it today. I don't have AAA. Do you have AAA?
Oh, I have AAA.
Definitely have AAA.
Definitely have AAA.
Yeah. Do I look like I should be changing any sort of tire?
Yeah.
Ever?
It's
I don't
worth
have a problem
ever?
Changing tires,
oh,
but if
I
it's
do.
Something else, I would struggle.
There's no sense when you could just call AAA and they'll be there 30 minutes later.
She tire blew on her way home from work. She pulled over off of 29, which is a despicable road.
Why is it so despicable?
So many lights.
Yeah.
People driving 75.
It's a little better now with some of the new roads.
Oh,
it's not quite
much
as many lights.
It's not much better.
Yeah.
Maybe slightly.
There's not quite as many lights.
Maybe slightly.
Yeah.
She had AAA. She called me out there for moral support, but I was like, well, we have AAA, so we're going to let them change the tire.
Right.
I'll come hang out with you while you wait. Woman rolls up in a tow truck. She brings out the biggest jack I've ever seen.
Right.
I mean, like the jack they give you in your car is this big.
Sure.
And it's expected to lift, I don't know, a 2,000-pound car. It's preposterous. She brings out like a jack that they would use at the Daytona, 500.
Right.
Jacks up the car, has the tire changed in, I would say, 7 or 8 minutes tops.
Right. They know
start
what they're doing.
To finish. It would have taken me an hour.
Well, I've used them multiple times for tire issues. I used them once for getting stuck in the snow. And I used them for battery issues.
Yeah, use them for whatever goes wrong with your car.
They'll come by and hook your battery.
Of course.
Put a new one in, take the old one out, sell it.
It's worth whatever we pay.
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. I don't even know what we pay.
It's probably,
basic.
Know, 30 bucks a month.
No, I don't think it's that much.
Well, whatever we're paying, worth it.
I think it's like 100 bucks a year.
Because it gives your boy peace of mind.
No way it's 30 bucks a month.
I think it's like 100 bucks a year.
Peace of mind, right here.
If you're paying 30 bucks a month, you're getting rope-a-doped.
Peace of mind. I have no idea.
I will tell you this. If my car blows 3 tires out on the beltway, I will have peace of mind. Because I will call AAA, and I will then get out of my car, and I will go behind the steel guardrail. So I'm protected from somebody smashing into my car going 80 miles per hour.
Here you go. Here's the AAA. So AAA is $66 a year for their classic membership. We're doing a free plug for AAA.
Very nice.
$100 a year for the plus and $126 for premier, whatever that is. And then if you want
$10 a month.
And if you want to add family members, it's $30 to $65 depending upon what plan.
Yeah.
Which I thought my family members were already taken care of. Maybe they weren't.
You got to add them on.
I might have to add them.
Or they just need to call every time as you.
Right.
So
but then they have to show your ID and everything, though.
Well,
So that is an issue.
Yeah.
I've always thought they're protected because I have it.
Right. Some sort of workaround.
But I have it. They don't have it.
Right.
Oh, I need to add family members. I didn't even know that.
Number one first.
Hey, whatever it takes, as long as I don't have to change the tire,
right.
Sign me up.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to dip into the Redskins. Their president, Bruce Allen, has actually got an expanded role. And we'll talk about what's going on at defensive coordinator with John Keim from ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.